Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. My name is Jeanette Abney, and I want to thank you for joining me here at Precious Predicaments Blog Talk Radio. Now, today is going to be a fun as well as an exciting show for a lot of different reasons. Now, many of you know that I am a licensed marriage and family therapist, but just being a licensed marriage and family therapist, I do a lot more than just work with individuals as it relates to mental health. I do domestic violence groups. I do parenting, co-parenting. I do a lot of different things as well as help individuals as it relates to relational issues. Now, today's topic is going to be definitely around that when we start talking about relationships, because with many individuals having to social distance, stay at home, I'm learning as a therapist that I've heard many individuals complain about being lonely, feeling anxious, being bored, and wanting to meet new people. And for years, individuals have engaged in online dating. Some have been more successful than others. But today's show, I'm going to have individuals in different age brackets with different occupations, whether they're into physical fitness, whether they're into acting and modeling, whether they're a stay-at-home mom. Hopefully some men will call in, because individuals are at a point to where they want to connect with people, and where they used to go to meet and hook up, they can't do that right now. Now, I heard on the news that things are opening up, but let's talk about this. So let me first log on my first guest. Good afternoon. This is Jeanette Abney. Welcome to Precious Predicaments, number ending in 64. I see the area code, so I know who this is. How are you doing?
Hello, hello. How are you?
I am well, cousin. Thank you for calling in. Tell the listeners who you are, what you do, because you being on this show is interesting. Not to say because you're my cousin, but tell the listeners who you are.
Hello, everybody. My name is Larissa Lewis, and I'm a resident here in Sacramento, California. I'm a health and fitness coach, and I also do nutritional coaching as well.
Okay. And you know what? And I found that if we were talking, and I had, you know, because all kinds of stuff be running through my head when I'm putting stuff together, and when we're talking about virtual dating, it's interesting because a lot of times individuals are either married, single, trying to mingle, doing all kinds of different things. Some individuals are bored to death, going stir crazy. And I found as I was learning about this virtual dating, how this dating is a little different and some of the things that people are doing, which is why I wanted to also have you on the show. So I know the listeners, I got to get it to where we can start looking at folks too, because they can't see and see how cut you ripped you are and how you always make me try to, you know, eat healthy and me playing high go seek at the gym whenever you come around, you know. But you know,
you have to get on those Zoom calls. You have to get on those Zoom calls.
You know
calls.
What? I'm going to have to, but I got to figure it out. My daughter already told me that my regular phone, I got about an iPhone 4 or 5. My daughter said my daughter said when I do my Facebook Live, it make me look like I had a stroke. So,
Okay, we need to step up your game on that iPhone, like for
we
real.
The
four should be obsolete by now.
Well, it should be. I got creative. So what I did, I don't know if you saw it on Facebook, I recorded it on my phone first. Then I downloaded it to Facebook. Because when I do my Facebook Live, girl, my face looks twisted. It just, so when you come down my way, we got to go shopping because you got to help your cousin get a phone because I don't know nothing about this technology.
When I come up there in a couple of weeks, we're going to change that because you are a businesswoman. You're a successful businesswoman.
We got to do something. And you still got to get me in shape. So if I do virtual dating, I got to make sure my arms are not sagging and, you know, my belly ain't showing. I'm not looking like Belusa or whatever her name was from Norbit, you know, because, you know, cameras kind of put weight on you. So let me log on the next guest that's going to be joining us too. I think I know who this is. Hi, this is Jeanette. Welcome to Precious Predicaments. Number ended in 94. Hello? Okay, they're not saying nothing, but it's 94, so I was waiting on another caller to call in. Okay, because I'm waiting on my what they call it, my other daughter, so I don't know where she at, but she just be just as fashionably late like I do. So let me log on. Hello?
Hello, hello. Can you hear me?
I can. Is this my other daughter?
This is Ashana. How are you?
I am well, Miss Ashana. So thank you for calling in at such short notice. Tisha had me cracking up. I told her when I was looking for you because I was hunting you down for something else. She said, well, Mom, you got to go on Facebook, Instagram, link. I said, she going to think I'm stalking her.
Not at all. It's family and love. And if it's not family doing it, who's going to do it? So I'm here for it. I'm here for all of it.
I've been trying to hunt you down because I had another show. So tell the listeners who you are. And
sure.
I'm going to log the other person out, and we're going to get started with this show.
Perfect. Hey, everybody. My name is Ashana Bree. I am an actress, model, and activist, and I'm here to talk to you guys about dating online because I'm definitely a part of that family.
Wow. See, you good. Okay, let me log on the next person.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is Jeanette. Welcome to Precious Predicaments, number ending in 44.
Good morning, everyone. This is Karen Williams Graham, better known as Ask Mama G from World Tune Radio. And Jeanette and I go back 39 years.
Yes, we do. So, you know, we don't know nothing about virtual dating. We can't even figure out Zoom.
Wait a minute. Every other Sunday, one Sunday I'll do it right for my show, and then the other Sunday I won't do it right at all. And I tell people, this is live, y'all, and I don't know how in the hell I do this Zoom stuff. They told me it was a good idea to do it, so I tried it. And last night, I couldn't get it till 30 minutes before my show went off. And I said, hey, what can I say?
Well, you know what? It's funny because I thought I missed your show last night. I was cooking dinner, and I was telling the lady that stays with me. I said, I was supposed to be on her show, and I missed her show. So it was real interesting, but I caught the last. First, I thought I missed it, but then I didn't miss it. I had the time all messed up. But we're going to learn something as we talk about this. Let me log on the next caller. I think I know who this is. Number is it a 97. How are you doing? I'm sorry, 79?
Hi.
Okay. Oh. At least you can tell the people who you are, because you're already on. I saw the text message, but then you know I got dyslexia. I'm looking at the numbers. I said it backwards. You want to tell the listeners who you are? Because this is going to be a fun show today.
Hello. It's Talisha Berry. I saw your message, and it actually was a conversation I had with a girl group. We were on Zoom last night, so we had this whole girl conversation last night about this. So I thought it was interesting that it ended up in my messages today. So I just thought I would just log on just to listen. That's all.
Well, that's fine, but you know what? I want you to chime in because I want to know what your girl group was talking about, the age of the girl group, because like I said, we got different ages here. You know, I'm in my 50s. We got people in their 40s. We got people in their 30s. You know, and I wanted some teens to call in, but I know that some individuals are going to be going to school, and maybe some men might call in because I got in touch with Quentin Morgan, and I'm waiting to see if he's going to call in today because, you know, he's another relationship expert, so we can get a male's point of view. But I want to start the show off by saying that a lot of individuals, because of COVID, you know, having to social distance, having to stay at home, individuals are not meeting and going out socializing like they used to. And I'm not saying that the best place to go are bars or clubs or, you know, some people go to the beach. Some people go to a lot of different places. People even used to meet in the library. You know, I met people at grocery stores. I tell people, be more careful with also who you meet at Home Depot. So, you know, individuals meeting people at a lot of different places. But now we're not able, or we wasn't able to go places So a lot of individuals are going stir crazy, and they want to connect, and the connection with like-minded people. Now, I'm going to ask you, cousin, Larissa, what is your take on virtual dating or online dating, or trying to explain just the difference between the two? Because I want to start with you first.
Okay, to be perfectly honest with you, I am not experienced in that area. I have never done it, but my take on it, personally for myself, as far as even before COVID, as far as like just like the online dating site, I'm like a no on it.
Mm-hmm.
Simply because, for one, of just hearing about the horror stories of online dating, and I don't feel like you get the raw person. Because mm-hmm. you have a computer or a cell phone, you can, you know, make yourself whoever you want. Because I see that a lot on social media, especially with what I do as far as fitness and people misleading people on the results that they can obtain, like, overnight, basically, which we all know that's not true. And like I said, that's just my perspective on it. I know some people who have done the online dating, and they've gotten married, they're still married, they're happy. So it's a personal preference, but we also have to keep in mind that whenever we meet anyone, whether it be in person or online, we just have to use our own self-discernment and just be very cautious, getting to know that person, like outside of what they tell you, and not being so quick to jump into an intimate relationship with everybody, you know? I feel like, you know, that's most men's objective anyway, is to sleep with women. It is what it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they devour to do. They're a very sexual creature. So I feel like as women, we have to save and protect who we are, both mentally and physically. And we have to protect who we are mentally and physically, and then that's where fitness comes into play. Like, when you are whole as a person, you're more cautious about who you allow into your life.
Mm-hmm.
So physical fitness is very, very, very important, because when you feel good, when you look good, you have a higher standard. When you're not feeling that great about yourself, it doesn't mean that you're less than, but we see ourselves different. Like, we're more vulnerable. So I encourage people to work out for you. We already have the stigma of society wanting us to look a certain way, and that in itself can be very torture to a lot of young women, especially. And we will be open to anybody that gives us, oh, that compliment. Oh, you look really nice. Oh, you have a nice smile. You know, so when you work out, you release these endorphins, and those endorphins, right, they just, they send receptors to your brain. They make you feel, whole.
Correct. So, and you know what, cousin? And I want to say, because, you know, we come from a female predominant family. And I think mm-hmm. Tisha and I, we're probably the shortest females in the family. Everybody else taller than us. But I know we short, but we still relate to you guys. And I remember the last time we went out and we was at the grocery store, girl, I thought we'd go wind up in a fight when that man started flirting and talking to you and his wife was right there. I was like, oh no, he didn't. Over a bag of freaking chips. You know? This
woman
gonna be ready to jump on both of us
because
your husband looking at you. And the thing
I was
is
really oblivious to it.
I wasn't, because I was watching him watch you. And he had that little girl, and then all of a sudden the wife popped up. And, you know, and so people are attracted, and like you said, it's first physical. And I know I've looked at people's Facebook posts, Instagram posts. I've been like, can I get some filters? But I guess my phone's so old, I don't have no filters. So mine just show me sweat and go through menopause.
I hate filters.
You what?
I said I hate filters.
Yeah, because filters trick folks. And I was wondering if it's filters with the dating thing. Now, Ashauna, I know you're going to have a different perspective. So, Ashauna, tell me, what your take and your experience with this, because sometimes, like I said, it is a way of communicating, but you do want people to be authentic. So what has been your experience, Ashana, with virtual or online dating? Because from my understanding, the virtual is a little different from the online, and I'm going to share in some of the ways they're common and some of the ways they're different.
Right. Well, there are, like, of course, like, you can do virtual dating. Like, of course, if we're doing Zoom calls and this app called House Party, where you can connect and date. And also, people are doing it through Instagram. Like, people are finding people that they're connecting with around the world. And it's like, hey, like, why are we limiting ourselves to our proximity? We can just be a click away and connect. And, you know, that person might be moving to your city, or you could be looking to relocate. So why not? Then you have the apps. So the apps that are really popular for, I would say, it's different age groups, but I would say it is more of like the 20s to 30s. It's like there's the Tinder, the Hinge, the Bumble, and those are like the apps of like swiping left or right. So I would say personally, the reason why I've opted to try online dating is because the career that I work in is entertainment, and I'm often, whether I'm either like in front of the camera or behind the camera, I'm busy. So I don't have time to really like have true connections with, you know, romantic partners. So I'm working, and I'm also not trying to, you know, mess up a business relationship. If I'm working, I want to continue to work with that person. So I don't want to mix the worlds oftentimes. So I try to find my connections outside of the entertainment world. But by the time I get home, I've been on set for 14 hours. There ain't no time for dating. There's no time to go out and meet somebody. I want to go home, have a bubble bath, relax, and unwind. So I've opted to date online because I didn't want to limit my dating to just the people that I meet, because I'm meeting a lot of entertainers, which we do a lot of the same things. It's a lot of the too similar for me. So, like, let me do something different. And I also don't want to just meet people just where I live. I like people who come from different places. So online dating was attractive to me because I like to be very open-minded when it comes to dating. But I will say dating online and dating through apps has been quite complicated because, like you guys had mentioned, people put things out there that are not true. So people oftentimes will say, you know, I'm looking for a serious relationship, and they're looking really for a polyamorous relationship, or they actually have married kids, and you don't even know. Or people are doing what they call catfishing, which they may be using pictures from 10 years ago, or they might be using somebody else's pictures completely and trying to kind of bait you to date. And you find out that's not even the same person. Like, oh, I thought you were this person. No, you're that person. So I kind of like what she was saying. Like, you kind of have to. Yeah, no, go ahead, go ahead.
No, what I was going to say, and you know what, Ashana, and that's interesting because I was talking to my friend yesterday, Lisa, and I've never done online dating. I never have. That's never been my thing because I'd rather talk to you, meet, and even with the virtual, I need the connection. I want to date, and I like going out to eat. I can't virtually go to a buffet. That don't sound like fun to me. You know, virtually. We're going to do the thing. We ain't going to be virtually doing nothing. But the thing is, what this means is not only with the connection, but I wanted to know, when did Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn become a dating site? Because I was talking to a lady around my age, and she said, well, it's something you got to turn up on your phone. Because I get these people, hey, what country you live in? I'm like, maybe Nigeria, you know, or married or single. What difference do it make? It gets on my nerve, especially on when I'm getting these messages and Instagram. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I don't even for the show, I don't advertise my stuff the way I should. But I'm like, what the hell? I'm not on LinkedIn for what's your name? What kind? And so, girl, when I put maybe Nigeria ? I wanted to say I'm in the same country you in, but I
never answer that. Who said that? I think I can answer that. This is Larissa.
Okay.
I've never had any of those types of messages, but because I do fitness and because whatever we type in our search bar, the algorithm is heavy out there. So I get a lot of fitness stuff. I get a lot of spam saying, I want to sponsor you. I want this, and it's related to fitness. So I think because you're a therapist, I think that's probably why you're getting those.
Well, that's what Tisha said. Tisha said you on the list. I'm like, well, can they take me off the list? And I mean, don't get me wrong. These men be looking fine as hell on their pictures. But I'm like, I ain't going. one even tried to call me on Messenger. I wouldn't answer. I'm like, leave me alone.
And see, and that's why it's important when you're at a certain level to get verified. Like, I've realized that on Instagram specifically, once you get verified, they can't just call you. They don't get the same access. I've had that too, where I've had calls from India, Nigeria, and I'm just like, but it's, I didn't answer. But I'm like, well, I could have accidentally answered the way these phones just answer things. I'm like, I could have answered, and, you know, I could have been in the bathroom. I could have been anywhere. And it's like crazy because people have a lot of access to you. And that's like going back to what she was saying, like, you got to protect your energy at the end of the day, no matter what you're going through, because now people do have access to you, like, access to you through, like, Google and algorithms. They can type something in and get you and write. And you don't even know legit if it's a legit person trying to reach out or somebody trying to scam. The longer you're connected with a person, they could be getting your IP address. They could be getting your emails. And they could be, that could be linked to your debit cards, your credit. You'd just be surprised on what hackers can do. So I wouldn't say that those are hackers, but there are potential people lurking to connect with people just to liquidate people's bank accounts or get access to information to get to other people. And that's what they do for a living. Their living is to
hack.
And
you know what? And that's
true.
Mm-hmm. That is true. Let me now go to the next caller, and then I'm going to take this to a different realm. This is Jeanette Abney. Welcome to Precious Predicaments Blog Talk Radio, number ending in 22. I know this is Michelle. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good. I'm so sorry. I was had to finish my workout. So
no
I'm
problem.
Sorry I'm
no
late.
Problem. Okay.
I'm doing
it's
good.
Funny.
I was listening to your show.
Mm-hmm. What is your comment as it relates to virtual dating or online dating? What's your comment?
Well, online dating, I think a lot of people, so far what I've found, is that no matter what site it is, they're either putting stuff they really don't mean, and then if you do talk to them, or they want to talk to you by email or text, they don't always want to meet. And then if they do want to meet, there's something else in their mind just besides meeting and getting to know you. So that's what I see. And then there's scammers, people that ask for money. You know, but they spend time talking to you, and it's easy to catch on to them because, to me, they use baby, a sweet, better, all that stuff. But you know, when you see that, or they're a civil engineer, or they're an engineer, and when you talk to them, they're out of the country, but they say they're in Vista or they're in Escondido, okay? But they don't have FaceTime, or when you call the phone, if you call them back, their phone says, "Hold on for Google subscriber." That means either they're doing it on a computer or they're using a text phone that's not really real.
Wow.
That's what I thought.
You know, that's interesting because
I've had two nice people I've met, very nice, but one thought out after we had breakfast that I was going to invite him over to my house. And I said, oh, no, I don't think so. Okay. Now I know why you wanted to come close to me. Turned out he gave me a fake name because I still talked to him for a while. And then when I called his office, he answered the phone with a different name. And I was like, oh, this is cute. The other one, when I meet them, if they've lost their spouse, which I've lost mine, I mean, it's like they think they're ready, but then I don't know if they're really ready because they've got all this, you know, I don't know, or this or that or whatever's going on. So, I mean, everybody has issues, but just be honest, you know, I mean. And I'm finding that a lot of them are just – so I just deactivated all my online. I thought, you know what, I'll either meet somebody, and if it's God's will, I'll meet them. If it's not, I won't. And there's one that – the only one that I know of that you really – some people have a lot nice thing to say is eHarmony. I don't know if we're allowed to say different ones, but the Christian Society or whatever. My son met his wife there, and he got married after a year.
Wow. You know, and it's funny when you guys have said that because, you know, I remember one time when I was married, my husband, I needed to do something online. My phone wasn't working. I got his phone. He was on blackpeoplemeet.com. I started laughing. I said, ooh, I'm looking at the women he's looking at. I'm like, oh, okay. They don't look nothing like me, you know. And then I remember a woman telling me that a man told his wife, you need to go to blackpeoplemeet.com, you know. So people are finding, and some individuals have met individuals. What gets me, not only with just like Michelle was saying in some of the questions, they'll say, how many kids you have? I'd be wanting to say, I have 12. You know, because it really can be annoying if that's not what you do. And you know, Michelle, I sent you some of the screenshots of some of the stuff people are saying to me.
You know what? And first of all, in your profile, don't you put that down usually? So I, well,
That's my point. Do your homework.
Oh, I must have missed it. Oh, because, oh, and then some of them say they don't want kids, but then they talk in their profile, because I read their profiles, that they don't want kids, but they talk how much their kids are important to them. I'm like, okay. And I think there should be one that they don't mind somebody having kids, but still, it's like, and what's your name? What's your name? And I'm like, you didn't see it on my profile?
Wow. So, you know, that's what gets me. That's what gets me. Right. Now, if anyone want to call in, if you're out there listening, I do want to hear some men's perspective, because a lot of men, a lot of people don't realize that a woman, we could be the CIA, the FBI, the NSI. We go find out what we want to find out, you know. And I remember telling the person, I was like, you know what, the internet is very valuable. It's very useful. You can find out whatever you want to find out. So some of the questions that they ask to me, it gets on my nerves. Now, if you want to call in, if you have something you want to say, give me a call at 516-387-1914, because I do want to hear your comments, your suggestions, your say how we can be safe. Now, as a therapist, I know we need some type of social interaction. I know that we need to communicate with somebody. You know, I like using the term having an adult conversation. But sometimes individuals can use it as a way of hiding, or, you know, they don't feel connected to the person that they with, or they go out and they share intimate details with someone else. But and that is also a problem, because a lot of marriages have had problems, one with communication, two with individual cheating because of some type of emotional affair where it started with either online dating. Another thing that I want to say as a therapist that I notice, and many individuals need to be mindful of, there are individuals that may have sex addiction, and part of their addiction can be the online dating or the virtual dating, because one form of sex addiction is having multiple partners. And see, dating is getting to know someone. Now, I'm concerned, but I want to ask you, Ashana, because in talking about this topic with the virtual dating, you know, there are some individuals, I remember when I was in Mississippi, and, you know, you're looking at a long-distance relationship. And I could see where virtual dating or spending time and stuff like that virtually could be entertaining and interesting, and we didn't consider it virtual dating then. But what about long-distance relationship, Ashana?
As far as just like virtual dating or just in general? Because, you know, I've also had that too. I've had a long-distance relationship.
Okay,
so are you talking specifically about like people having multiple partners? Are you talking about more so just like navigating through it? Not multiple partners.
Well, I'm talking about if you have a long distance relationship, do you think that virtual dating can add and keep the spice in your relationship if it's a long distance relationship, like doing virtual versus just the online talk? I mean, because the dating part is something that we use, but I'm going to flip the script later on in the show to share some of the things that I've learned that they do virtually.
Yes. Okay, so I actually was in a long-distance relationship. My ex was from France, and I lived in California. So we did this. We actually had before it was coined virtual, we actually used Skype before there was FaceTime, before there was all these other things. And we actually, like, literally got each other on a schedule as far as, like, I was in college. He knew my college schedule. I knew his work schedule. And we plan our times of, like, connecting in between our times off, our lunch breaks, our times off. And we'd always coordinate. Like, when one of us would get a big break, like a winter break, I'd fly to France or he'd come here. And it worked out because it gave us time to miss each other. But we got to plan things that we wanted to really do. I think sometimes when you're just face-to-face every day, you know, you like get, not to say you get bored, but you can get bored. Like, oh, okay, I see you all the time. You just get like used to just being around each other. But for he and I, every time we got to connect was like a new anniversary, because it would have been 2 months before we saw each other in person and 3 months. So we got to actually plan, like, what do you want to do when we see each other? And like, what are the things you want to do that's romantic and what's fun? And like, something that we both never done and things that we love to do together. And I felt like that was a relationship that I learned how to really be patient, be willing to compromise, because we both had to. We were on a different time zone. We were in different countries. We loved each other, and we were both willing to make it work. So I definitely think that it could work, and it can strengthen a relationship a lot, especially if you're willing to do the work, and especially if you're not a person who just needs to be underneath somebody all the time. Because some people get overwhelmed with, you know, being with your person all the time. And, like, he and I had a lot of time to miss each other, but we had new things to talk about because we were experiencing life in two different places, in two different environments. So I definitely think it can work. You can bring your spice, you can have your fun, and you get to get and you spend time talking. Because you don't just sit up underneath each other, so you're talking and understanding how they think and how do you think and do you think similarly, or if it is different, is it like something that enlightens you and makes you better, or something you're like, I'm not with that. So it really teaches a lot of that person. So I appreciate that. I actually really appreciate having a virtual relationship like that, where you eventually still come together, but you have time to get to really, like, learn and develop and, like, kind of, like kind of emotionally court each other. You know what I mean? Just kind of figuring out what you guys like.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? And that's where the dating part comes in. There's a difference in, you know, scoping out individuals, just being online, touching bases with individuals, versus the actual dating. The dating is doing things, spending time with one another. You know, I was talking to someone and they was telling me about how to date and over video chat, to where it's not all just about conversation, it's doing things where they'll video record themselves having dinner. They will video record themselves watching a movie, you know, and that's their dating, to where with Skype, it was more just, you know, my computer, your computer, we just engage in a conversation. But if we're dating, we're doing something, we're cooking, we're, and I'm like, how you guys cooking, you know? But that's where they find the enjoyment. It's like being in each other's presence because it's virtual. Now, Felicia, when you was on the Zoom call with the individuals, what were some of the things that they are, some pointers that individuals were doing as they were virtually dating? But they were talking, I don't want to say they had all their business, but what were some of the different ideas that came about?
Well, originally it was an invitation to, we were talking about romance, and it was 10 women invited and 10 men. But none of the men showed up except one who was a doctor on relationships. So we just kind of spent the evening. First, it was just us girls just talking and laughing about, you know, different relationships that we've had. And we did get on the topic of virtual dating and online, meeting people online, dating services. And everybody pretty much is like, you know, only a few of us had that experience, and it just wasn't, you know, I've had my experience with that only one time, and that's just not something I want to do. I didn't have the best experience with that. But, a lot of women just, you know, they've had that experience to say they've done it, but it's not their forte. That's not like, that's not how I meet my husband. So,
You know what? And the thing is, and a lot of times I talk about women, and Michelle, you sent me the text. So I want you to know you sent it to the wrong person. So I don't know who you're trying to send your text to, but you can resend it because we are looking for some men. I'm sitting up here now trying to text some of the men that I know, because it's interesting how women are more open to discuss these things, where men kind of, they shy off and they don't want to talk about it. Now, I'm asking Talisha, why do you think that the men didn't call in or want to participate? What do you think that's about?
But Jeanette, I'm sorry. I did text some couple of men, but what did you mean I sent you a text the wrong person? What are you talking about?
You sent it to me.
I sent you what?
What you just did. Check your news feed for your text messages.
Oh, shoot. I thought I sent it to one of the guys I was asking.
I know. That's what I was telling you. You sent it to me. Okay.
Hold on.
So, Talisha, why do you think that some of the men didn't participate? Or why do you think they flaked? Because that's one of the things that a lot of individuals, even with online dating, they experience being ghosted. And I didn't even know what being ghosted was, what that meant. But why do you
think we
had a couple laughs about it, and we one of the conclusions was that the men who were invited were not necessarily a single, and they didn't know who was going to be on the line.
Oh yeah, that would be a problem to be sitting there, your girlfriend telling you, that'd be like your girlfriend telling you, you know, I want you to know, I heard your husband's voice on, and your husband was. That could be a problem.
And what
in my office.
Right. Exactly. And so what we have, one of the conclusions was that so many men, or the men that we've met, and we've all kind of agreed that a lot of men are consistently looking for someone better than what they, mm-hmm. they meet somebody, like, I'm going to stay open because maybe I'll find somebody better than her. And they spend a lot of time just dating and you know, dealing with multiple women. And
correct.
So, you know, that's an issue, you know, because it's so many more women to men, you know, the ratio. So men are just out here. That has been my issue with dealing with, you know, being single, dealing with men like, oh, they got this woman over here and this one over here. And I'm not trying to be a part of an entourage. So.
Thank you. And it kind of goes back to, you call it an entourage. Ashana used the name that they call it because you have a lot of individuals that are doing all kind of dating. They're doing a, what is it called again, Ashana?
Are you talking about situationships or groupies, or you have a roster?
Yeah, when she's talking about that, because a lot of times, you know, you got to realize what you're getting yourself caught up in because, you know, back in the day, they used to say swingers, people say orgies, people, and you know, that would be my fear with the virtual dating, because I was mm-hmm. listening to Jodi Arias, they was doing her trial, but they were talking about her case on television the other day, and one of the things is she was having, like, sex on the phone with, you know, with her boyfriend, and, you know, and if you're virtually dating, are you, like, masturbating on the phone or on Zoom? Are you, and what if that person is recording it, and then they put it out there on social media? You know, that would be a concern for me. Any of you ladies want to speak on that? Because I don't want to be sitting up there and you doing all that. I mean, is that enough? People show people little pictures and stuff like that, but you trying to date, you trying to get some, you trying to, you're doing it through Zoom, for real? But what if that person is recording?
I would like to speak on this one because this is what I think is a generational thing, and not to be funny, because I am, you know, I'm in like the late 20s, early 30s age group, but I feel like I'm more traditional. But I will say, from online dating has taught me, like, especially because I get a lot of younger men that are trying to match with me, they're more the type of like, let's mess around now and ask questions later. And I'm complete opposite of that. But I'm like talking to like my like little cousins and stuff like that, I'm understanding that people are more like into like the thirst traps. People are almost like into like, I want to show you my goods, because it's almost like a thing of like finesse. So people are actually more prone to actually want to show nudes and show themselves doing things to get the attention. And this is why you have like things like OnlyFans and like, you know, Patreon, where a lot of people are kind of becoming like new age, I don't want to say porn stars, but they're doing like, you know, individual things, whatever they are, whether it's like, you know, nudes or provocative or swimsuits or whatever they're doing, and actually having subscriptions where people will pay for it. They're like, we're doing it for free, why not get paid for it? And I think because that's actually like okay, people are more prone to just be okay to be out there. People making sex tapes and releasing them, and it's not even high quality, it's on their iPhones. Like, people are actually into, look at me, I want you guys to see me. So I think when you're in a different generation where
that's right there, Shana. And it's taking it to a whole nother level, because I had a guy text me one time, and he was younger than me, and he asked me, because he saw me leaving my office one day, and he pulled up. I said, and I'm flirting. I'm like, I see Shivery is not dead. He's helping me, asking mm-hmm. me if I can help carry my stuff, you know, asking for my number. So, and I, like you said, I'm so easy to find. Then he started texting me and go text me one day and say, can I be your toy? Yo, my toy? I said, even when I was younger, I ain't never had no toy.
You know, it depends on what you like. I mean,
I'm in my 50s. I don't need no boy toy. And the man will say, I know you're busy and I'm busy and I thought maybe you need some relief. I said, don't you think more of yourself than a toy? I said, are you in heat?
No.
He said, I'm not a dog. But to me, that was a turnoff. And he still kept texting me. I just started ignoring his text. Being short, because I don't want to put that out there like that. I don't want my grandkids looking at people like, they said granny virtually. No.
But that's the thing. There are so many women that are like, I'm a step.
Okay, what you got to say, Mama G?
I grew up at Motown with my mother, and there were a lot of men, a lot of young college boys that would come in the studio getting, you know, they would be those toys for the older women, especially at the country club that my mother used to sing at in Beverly Hills. We would see them. So in high society, that was normal.
Well, see, it may be normal to them, it's not normal to me. I will never forget. I was traumatized. I was at one of my cousin's funeral, and this guy claimed he was a bishop. And he was trying to flirt with me, and he would send me text messages. I'm at a funeral, and this sucker sent me a text message to my penis. I was like, ugh, what is that? You know, here I am watching my cousin be embarrassed. He wants to send me a dick picture. So, I mean, but individuals are doing things differently and they're taking. Now, cousin, virtual dating, what are some of the things that you think that people can be creative as they, and if, you know, because like I said, I'm hearing people say they're lonely. I'm hearing individuals say that they're bored, they're anxious. I'm trying to see how people are connecting. And I know you out there towards Sacramento in your area, but what are some of the things that come to your mind when you think of just dating and doing it virtually?
Oh, wow. Okay, so if I were to open myself up to a virtual date, I think my date would consist of we would do some Zoom workouts together.
I knew you would go there.
Typical, right? No, I'm serious because I talk to a lot of younger guys. I would love to date someone my age, but men, as they get older, they get lazy. And I'm sorry, that's one of my requirements. Like, you're not going to be a couch potato. I don't want to sit at home on the couch. So I want to know that he's, if he doesn't work out, he's at least open to working out. He doesn't have to have, you know, the body doesn't have to be a 10 because we are getting older. But we want to stay active, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we would do some Zoom workouts. And then I think somebody mentioned about, I think you mentioned, cousin, how during the virtual dating, people would watch movies or cook together. The movie thing, we could do that. And you can actually do that. My sister and I, she's up in L.A., and we do movie nights almost every night since this COVID. So that's kind of fun even doing it with her. So I can imagine what it's like doing it with someone that you're dating. So the movie things. And then if he's close enough, we could meet up with our mask on in a public place, you know. And just lots of conversation on getting to know who that person is and what they want and what, you know, you might not be going in the same direction, you know?
Correct. Okay, so what would be your interest? What is a virtual date for you? What is something that you can give people tips on what they can do if they're doing a virtual date?
You know, honestly, I think it's a perfect time to do everything you want to do. Like, you can set up your, like, location to be almost like, if you like to dance, set up, like, a little miniature club. All you need is a little corner. You can put up, like, you know, you have your little wine or your drink, and you put on the music, and you guys can put, you can share your music with your speaker, and you can dance. Even if you can't physically dance together, you could dance to the beat together. You can listen to music. You can play games, like you can play like adult games. They're not have to be sexual, but just games that you can like get to know each other, like icebreaker games, like Cards Against Humanity, and like you said, like movies. You know, cooking together, like you know, I know you can't eat together, but still cook and have
y'all stand with me. We ain't gonna be cooking. I ain't tasting the food.
No. Right. But this is what you can do. You can cook something and have your favorite bottle of wine. They can cook something and you eat together. You still have a meal. You have conversation.
Okay.
It's not like just, you know what I mean? Like, we can't do virtual meals. We're sharing meals. Do you smell that? You taste that? No, we don't. But you can cook a meal or, you know, get some, you know, deliver it to you or whatever.
Yeah.
Eat your meal and have some wine and have good conversation. The same thing you do on a regular date.
Got you. Mama G, what would your virtual date look like? If you was on a virtual date, like it's hot, but I can't pick it up. I can drop it. what would your virtual date?
My virtual date would be having a simple meal and conversation. Like,
okay.
I know everybody likes soul food, so I would say, you know, order from Felix's restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We have a virtual date and our Sunday best, and we'll talk about some politics, religion, old school, you young people, how some of the stupid stuff y'all do. So we would have a wonderful virtual date, and I would always have to eat my favorite dessert, either velvet cake or peach cobbler. With my meal.
All right. So, Talisha, what would your virtual date look like?
You know what? I haven't done the virtual date, like, you know, but I've done FaceTime. I actually have cooked while I'm on FaceTime. But it was just, you know, a conversation. I didn't really consider it as a date, you know. But no, I have not done the virtual date like that. No, we have conversation. But I'm right now at a point I don't want a long distance relationship anymore. I've had that. I don't want that anymore. I'm over it. So I'm just doing me right now.
You like, I ain't got time for that. So
I don't trust that. I really don't trust that. Some things have happened in the last relationship that I had, and I'm like, okay, I'm not doing the whole date, the long distance anymore.
Wait. I got somebody calling on Messenger. Let's see what this man got to say. Hello? Hey, you contacted me on Messenger. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I am well. I got a question. We're talking about virtual dating, and I've been trying to get a male to call in, and I know you've been contacting me, sending me messages on Instagram, not Instagram, but Facebook Messenger. So what is your take when it comes to virtual dating?
Like, I see you like a good woman, and I see your picture, I see that picture about you, so sexy. And so, okay, let me explain my feelings to you. Then why are you trying to talk to me? I really understand that, oh, you know about dating, like, okay? So that is why, so let me explain my feelings to you. I'm looking for a responsible woman in my life that can live with me. I can spend the rest of my life with.
Why do it sound like you calling me from an internet phone? And I think you said on your thing you was from Alabama. Are you from Alabama for real? Because you don't sound like you're from Alabama.
My dad is black. My dad's from Trinidad, Tobago. So it's like
Okay. So you just saw my picture because my daughter said I must be on some list, and I don't know what list I'm on because I don't do chatting and dating and all of that stuff, but I know that you've been calling me a lot, and you called me while I was on the show, so I asked you to call in, and you just called my number versus calling on the radio show. And we've been trying to get a male perspective, and you said because you saw my picture and I look nice and all that other stuff, so that made you kind of interested.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you hear me, Mr. Alex? At least that's what it says on your Facebook.
Oh, my God.
Hello? Okay, I guess he ain't seeing it now. You know.
Oh, my God. I'm scared of all.
Yeah, I did, but he ain't from no Alabama. I sat around the
bunch of
no Alabama dialect. That ain't no Alabama.
Okay. I'm gonna tell you what that is.
I
ladies, have you guys watched okay, what's it called? Oh gosh. It's right on the side of my tongue.
Gay Fiance. Gay Fiance.
Yeah, Gay Fiance.
Yeah, and the
person's from the other country.
Yes. He sounds like he's from another country. Yes. I mean, and he just called
that's
right in the middle of the show.
That
you
is
know
real. These men are trying to get over to this country.
Well, you
right.
know what? I ain't signing for no green card, no passport. I ain't sponsoring nobody. Your mama can be dead. Your kids in a car accident. I'll tell them in a heartbeat, I got 12 kids. I need some money. Now what? You know, leave me the hell alone. Leave me alone. Make me mad. Make me mad. But you know what? Okay, so we didn't get a chance with... Okay, Talisha was talking about what her date would look like. Michelle, what would your virtual date look like? Michelle, where you go? Okay, Michelle is not... Is gone. Now I'm going to call one
of
my friends.
I'm sorry, I lost you. No, I'm here.
I wanted to know what your date would look like, but I'm calling one of my friends because I can be a bully. When people don't call like I ask them to, I'll call them and see if he can answer the phone.
Oh, a virtual date would be like what the other lady was saying. I've done like where we've cooked the same meal. I've actually given them recipes, and we cook it together.
Mm-hmm.
And then we eat together, and then
uh-huh.
we watch a movie.
Wait a minute.
Like I watched the Hachi Dog Tale. I wanted to watch it, and we couldn't get together,
I'm gonna stop you. I'm going to stop you because I'm going to get back to you because I called a male friend. Okay, Steven, I asked you to call in and you didn't call in, so I had to call you. How are you doing?
Okay, what's up?
I'm doing well. I have a question. Have you ever did virtual dating or online dating?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Have you ever done virtual dating or online dating?
Say that again?
Have you ever done virtual dating or online dating?
Not.
If you was to do it, what would your virtual date look like? If you was just to be creative from a male's perspective. Because I got a bunch of women on the air, and I've been trying to get some men to call in, and I had a man call in and say he was from Alabama, and I know he ain't from no Alabama. Because he called me on Facebook. He been contacting me on Messenger. But from a male's perspective, what would a man be looking for on a virtual date? So that's what I want to know.
A virtual?
He's not going to answer.
I don't know. Are you talking about, like, the physical features, or you talking about the inner features? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about what would you do? If someone connected you, because you just started Facebook. If someone contacted you on Facebook and wanted to date you and wanted to do a virtual dating, what would you do? You like to hike. I don't think you can virtually hike. Probably can, but would you do that on a virtual date?
I don't even know how to hike. Are you talking about like hike?
Steven, you know you said you hike.
I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, you know, I don't know what I would a virtual.
I don't think he understands what you're saying.
Like the cartoon figures, nothing that's really online. So I don't know. And they can make cartoon figures look very alluring now. So I would be in a whole lot of trouble.
Okay, Steven, we know you're not married, but so you ain't going to get in trouble. We just try to find out what a man's perspective of a virtual dating would look like. But I'm going to talk to you later. I know you on your way to work. Let me see if I can find somebody that can give me an answer with a virtual dating from a male's perspective. Because, see, even when...
You would have to find somebody who's actually participated in that before or know something about virtual dating. I'm not the person that would know anything about virtual dating. I would be a bad example on that.
So, Steven.
I'm sorry. I wish I could help you out a lot more, but I don't think I would be a good example on what constitutes or what would be a good virtual dating.
Steven, you're not on blackpeoplemeet.com. You're not on blackpeoplemeet.
Am I on that?
Uh-huh.
I don't think so. If I do, I didn't put myself on somebody else, even though I did it on accident.
All right, Steven. I'm going to talk to you later. I'll give you a call.
I don't know, Jeanette.
I know. I'll give you a call later. I'll give you a call after my show.
All right.
Okay, bye. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, so that didn't work. So we know he ain't dating nobody or either. He's just telling me that. So give me 1 second. I know we're running out of time.
Well, I can tell you what they're looking for.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me try this, Michelle, and then I want to know. Let me see if his butt answered the phone.
I've asked these men what they're looking for. I've done interviews with them.
Wait a minute. Give me 1 second. Let me see if he answered the phone. If he's listening to the show, he might know I'm calling him. I ain't even know I ain't said his name. I'm calling the one. Okay, why you didn't call me like I asked you to?
I was at the funeral,
babe. Okay, I know you was at a funeral. Are you still at the funeral?
Yeah, we're going to repass now. What's going on with you?
Can you talk for like a minute? Can you talk for a minute? Can you? I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead talk.
Have you ever done virtual dating?
Who?
Virtual dating. What was your experience with virtual dating? At least
virtual dating was, I had to put on my condom. You put me on the radio show, nigga. I'm
a digger. I was waiting on you to answer the phone and say, "Sweet Dick Willie."
You don't
want
to go there with me. I'm on radio.
Okay, you can drink. Okay, so Sweet Dick Willie, tell me about virtual dating.
Virtual dating?
Uh huh.
So you put your condom on into the future, and then
you
write virtual on it.
Lord. You know what? Why are you drinking with me? It's only 12 o'clock. It ain't even 1 o'clock yet.
Jeanette, are you ready? Virtual dating, are you ready?
Okay, now I'm about to hang up the phone.
You better hang up the phone. I know you haven't been on the radio show. Virtual dating is my anaconda this summer.
iPad.
Wow.
To give us, because you know what? My two little men I just chose was not helpful at all. Michelle, what are the men saying that they're looking for? Because he's talking about an anaconda. He's talking about snake.
What was that last gentleman's name?
His name was Pat. That's the one you met.
Wait a minute.
You know
what?
He was right
on target.
Wait. What did you say, cousin?
Was that who I think it is?
Yeah, that's who it was.
This is what, Jeanette, this is what men say, okay? And in fact, when they talk to you, if they talk to you, the first thing they want to do is a virtual date. And exactly what you talked about, they like doing, okay? And that's
see,
the first
that's
thing. They want to know if there's any, they want to know if there's any chemistry mm-hmm. between you.
Mm-hmm.
They want to know what your body looks like. They want to know what they want you to see what they look like. They want to show you them. I mean, that's what I've had. I've had several men who want to do that. And I'm like, not even like go out, not even have a dinner first. Let's just get right down to it.
Because that's what these girls are doing nowadays. They're so quick to be so sexual.
And that's the scary part, because I remember talking to a guy, and every time I would talk, he would be quiet. I'd be like, what you doing? Be quiet. Just shut up. Just just keep talking, but just shut up a little bit. I'm like, what the hell? I didn't, thank God that wasn't virtual, because I wouldn't want to see all of that. But the thing is, and when we start talking about virtual dating, and I know we can go a little bit over the show, which is fine, but Michelle, I hear what you're saying is that most individuals and most men want to make it more sexual, or they want the intimate.
Yes.
But we want to make it to where people are connecting or bonding, and it's not all sexual, because we don't want people out there doing, like Ashana was saying, they doing porn, they doing all kind of stuff. And if you consent to it, and that's what you
right.
like to do, to each his own.
And the other thing is that this is what I realized is that sometimes I've had the men say, oh, I go on the site because I'm bored. Or it's entertainment. And I was reading a book. I have a book that I read, and this might help you with if you ever do a show like this again. The name of this book that's called, it's a text messaging. And they talk about virtual dating and text messages, what works and what doesn't work. And basically, it's text so good, he won't ignore you. Okay, or she won't ignore you. But it's all about, it's sexual, and people don't, a lot of people these days, they want to get to know you because that's supposed to be the proper thing to do, but it's, in the end, you know, they're a lot of people that are lonely, they want to have that connection, and they want to see you connect intellectually,
correct.
But not just intellectually, but sexually, and
that goes back to, and I know we're running out of time, and I'm going to let each of you say something before we end the show. That goes back to intimacy, and intimacy should be more than just physical intimacy. You know, I like intellectual intimacy. I like to talk. I like to be stimulated mentally, to say something, to gravitate my mind, to get me to think. That is more of a turn on to me than you showing me a picture of a penis or... You know, that's a turnoff to me. That is one way to get you to really meet
people. You send me a picture of your body part. I'm never talking to you again unless you're my man.
See, I don't want to see all that. What was you going to say, Mama G?
Oh, I was just saying, I was just agreeing with that.
When I was single,
I was 40 years ago, somebody was something, and I was like, okay.
I'm very busy right now, sir. I'm on the radio right now.
Oh, okay.
Jeanette, I don't mean to be rude, but I have to go on to another Zoom meeting, so I enjoyed the show, ladies, and
okay,
I hope we can talk about the subject
again. That man called back. His voice sounded different. I guess he called me from a different dialect. I guess he used Rosetta Stone or something. So he's trying to sound like he's from Alabama. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, he called back. This man right here is not giving up. He really just told me. You know what? They say sometimes persistence pay off, but sometimes persistence get on my nerves. Okay.
That's
so we're going to be ending the show. So I want to, let's talk about a safety. Let's end it with a safety. Cousin Larissa, what is a safety tip that you can give someone for virtual dating?
Heck.
Well, first of all, I don't be able to.
Get references? I don't know.
Safety.
For virtual dating? Oh, you're going to meet the person, meet them in a public place. Don't give them your address. Don't give out.
You know what you're going to do. If they get out of line, you're going to call your cousins to be like, look, we're going to handle this.
My family crazy. I don't know. I want y'all in jail now. No, I don't think I wouldn't give out my last name. I would probably use my middle name, like, because like someone said earlier, like, you can look anybody up on the internet. Like, if you pull up my first and last name, you're gonna see a whole bunch of stuff. You know?
Correct.
From addresses to all that. So yeah, I wouldn't give out my I would use my middle name.
Correct. So one of the tips you want to give for the listeners for virtual dating is don't give them your whole name unless you know the person and you're dating and you're doing things. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Ashana, what's a safety tip you can give someone in regards to virtual dating?
I think really what's important is that you vet whoever you're dating. If you're going to date somebody, vet them out. You do your research on who they are, and also just trust your instinct. If something just doesn't quite seem right or not on par with your moral compass, move on. It's probably not a good fit. If you're questioning it now, you'll question it again. So trust your instinct.
That.
For women, we know what's best.
Mm-hmm. And ask a lot of questions. You know, some people don't like questions. You know, and even as a therapist, it bothers me when I'm talking to clients or I know people that's been married for 15, 20 years, and there are some questions that they should have learned or asked while they were dating, and they walked and tiptoed around these things, and then it comes back and bite them in the butt later on in their marriage, and that's not good. Dating is a get-to-know period. It's a trying to figure things out, trying to find out, do I want you to be my baby daddy or my baby mama or if we're going to get married. That's how you start finding people. And one of the things with the virtual dating, they said tidiness. Make sure that the person, you know, look at how they live. Look at how, you know, Mama G was talking about how they dress, how they, you know. So there's a lot of things we need to take into consideration. Virtual is we're looking. Dating is getting to know. So, Mama G, what is a safety tip you can give the listeners for virtual dating?
Sir, you better pray and ask God to send all the crazy people away.
I don't know, because I get a whole lot of them and a bunch of drunks. I still got to figure out why Pat drinking Remy. I know he said he's leaving the funeral. You got drunk before you went to the funeral? It's 1 o'clock. Good Lord.
Yeah. I was taught old school. If, you know, you find your husband either at the club or at the church. So when y'all started doing this virtual stuff, I was done. You know, but just be careful. Don't give out important information, because there's too many hackers, too many scammers that will take your money and your life with it.
That's true. Talisha, what is the safety tip you like to give individuals with virtual dating? Safety tip.
Virtual tip, I mean, because, you know, these guys are out there and they're, some of them so convincing, they want you to take it off, and if it don't work out, you got to be nervous about your pictures. So my advice is just don't do it, because it's like a common thing now, even with these older men. They're like, you know, you going to let me see it? I'm like, what? So it's a common thing now, and I'm just like, nah. If you was my husband, maybe, perhaps, I don't know, I'll think about it. But no, these guys are out here, and, you know, just be careful with that. That was my safety tip. Don't do it.
Yeah, because like I said, it depends on what you're putting out there, because you're putting yourself and you're exposing yourself. And back in the day, people used to be getting blackmailed. And, you know, now, like I said, this man is really being persistent, because he's calling me again. And it's like, for real? But, you know, and I sure don't want to be on no internet. You know, people got moles and no, I'm so not the one. So I want to thank you for joining us here at Precious Predicaments Blog Talk Radio. We still was able to get some male interaction. We can follow up with this. You know, there are even shows that I've seen on television where they were hooking individuals up in regards to virtual dating and interviewing them and matching individuals up. But then again, are you really getting to know that person? You know, is this person really giving you or being honest and forthcoming with you? Now, but it doesn't have to affect your mental health. So there are other ways to connect with individuals without, right, taking off all your clothes or, you know. But mental health is important. Let's do better. Now, tomorrow at Precious Predicaments Blog Talk Radio, I'm going to be talking about fellowship. Because a lot of churches have opened up. Some have not opened up. Some people not supposed to be open, but they're going anyway. So we're going to be talking about other ways of fellowshipping, other ways that individuals can still, you know, read the word, get the word, because on Tuesdays is when we do the show From the Pulpit to the Couch, where you receive biblical teaching and get information from myself, Jeanette Abney, a licensed marriage and family therapist. So, again, we went over the time a little bit. I thought it was fun, very interesting. Thank you, Cousin Riri. Thank you, Talisha.
You're welcome.
Michelle. Thank you, Mama G. I appreciate you guys. And until we meet again, thank you for being a part of Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.